people, the landmarks, the rich history. Join Coin6 as we explore all things local. This is Where We Live with Ken Boddy.
One of Oregon's most famous landmarks has a long history, and its future is assured. Overlooking the mouth of the Columbia River, the Astoria Column towers 125 feet high on Coxcomb Hill in Astoria. Built in 1926, the concrete and steel structure has a 164-step spiral staircase, an observation deck, and fresco-like drawings on the outside that tell the story of the West, from Native Americans to Captain Robert Gray to the Lewis and Clark Expedition. For this week's Where We Live, I sit down with Jordan Schnitzer, president of the Friends of the Astoria Column, to talk about the effort to shine some new lights on the Astoria Column and preserve it for generations to come. We're sitting here talking to Jordan Schnitzer, who's with Friends of the Astoria Column, talking about the new light display and also the history of the column as well. Thanks for being with us here, Jordan.
Glad to be here.
Why is the Astoria Column so important to you?
Since I was a little boy, we'd go to the Oregon coast for vacations. Inevitably, we'd go into Astoria, a marvelous little seaport town, and we'd go to the absolutely world-class Maritime Museum, the Captain Favelle House, and end up at the Column. So 32 years ago, I was there, always taking my guests and friends from out of state, so proud of our cities, and the Column really had gone into disrepair. And I called up the then mayor, Edith Henningsgaard, and said, you know, Edith, I'd gone to school with her son at the University of Oregon. I said, the column just doesn't look so good. And I have had a mother that's had an art gallery. I'm familiar with painting conservation. Maybe I could help. They called a couple weeks later and said the city council was unsure what to do and would love the help. So we formed a nonprofit 501c3 Friends of Astoria Column. And over the 31 years I've been president, we've raised about $5 million, done major restorations to the column in 1995, 2004, and we finished a touch-up last year. We've also had to seismically upgrade the below ground, the base of the column. We've put a whole new plaza in, and we're very excited now to announce that on Monday night, the 15th, Mayor Bruce Jones and the city council is coming up at 9 o'clock, and they're going to hit a switch, and a new LED lighting system that has a million color combinations is going to be turned on.
Why is that so exciting to showcase the column in that way?
First, the column talks about the history of the West. As many know who've been there, and I hope everyone in this audience has visited the site, it was completed in 1926 by the Astor family and the Great Northern Railroad that brought the railroad from St. Louis to the Pacific Coast. And on the outside of it, it starts off with Captain Robert Gray on the British frigate Columbia, that this river was named after, and it ends with Lewis and Clark. So on the column, what we have here is fresco-like drawings that talk about the history of the West. The column, in my mind, represents, in essence, the whole settlement of this country, starting on the East Coast, finishing up the Pacific Ocean. The column is where it ended, okay, the Pacific Ocean. So for all of us, it's part of our legacy, our history of coming to this country. Second, the history on the column, talking about the British, Lewis and Clark, the wonderful Native Americans. Coxcomb Hill, where the column resides, was a very important for 10,000 years to the Chinook, Clatsop, and other Native tribes. They had ceremonies there, religious ceremonies, very special site for them. So it means something to all of us in Oregon and the 350 to 400,000 visitors a year we get.
When you take a look at the history, not only of that column, but of the city of Astoria, many people, of course, recognize that it is named after the Astor family. John Jacob Astor was the first, but he actually never was here in Oregon, but his family maintained the fur trade throughout the generations in Astoria. Right?
You know, the history of John Jacob Astor, he grew up in Waldorf, Germany, where the big company SAP, which is a rival to Microsoft, is now located. He made his way to New York at 15 and started working, and he worked for a man that imported beaver pelts from the Great Lakes area. That was the society thing to do, is to wear a hat or a coat with a beaver pelt. He then must have made a side deal, started bringing his own furs, and became very wealthy. He pushed Thomas Jefferson, to do the exploration of the coast, the Lewis and Clark expedition. Why? Because he'd heard from fur traders about the abundance of furs on the Pacific coast.
Mainly beaver pelts.
That's right. So he pushed Thomas Jefferson. We know the history of Lewis and Clark, their expedition. And then Mr. Astor in 1811, 1812 had his own expedition. One went by sea around South America, ended up at the Port of Columbia, the Columbia River Basin. The other went by land following Lewis and Clark's expedition. There's a wonderful book about that, and the expeditions were poorly managed and a disaster. They did start a small fur trading operation. It what now is Astoria. Didn't work well. They moved a year or two later to Vancouver, Washington, where Hudson's Bay Company had a trading operation, and there was also a fort there, so it was safer. So they named the town Astoria after Mr. Astor, even though he never set foot there, and his business was never successful there.
His great-grandson, though, was around during the time that the Astoria Column was being talked about. So it was Vincent Astor who was actually there on site and wanted to have this monument be established for the contribution that Astoria and the region made to his family's wealth.
Yes. And we reached out when I got involved with the column 31 years ago. I've been president all that time. We reached out to Lord Astor of Hever in England, the English branch of the Astor family. And Lord Astor sent us $10,000 towards our $1.5 million initial restoration. He then passed away. His son then became Lord Astor of Hever. And he's been out to visit with his son, who will be the next Lord Astor of Hever. And I visited them in London. He's in the House of Lords and is a well-respected politician.
One little side note, that family, the Astor family, John Jacob Astor, was actually the Astor who died in the sinking of the Titanic.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, when we look at this light display, what are we going to see as a result of what you've done and the Friends of the Astoria Column?
So for the last 40-plus years, the column has been lit by some incandescent lights. We had 8 of them around the base. And increasingly, it became difficult to find replacement bulbs. So we figured, like everything else we've done, we take our time, we research, and we do it right. So with the new amazing LED lighting opportunities, we work with some different firms and have a fabulous new system. It cost us $80,000, and it's being tested over the last month, but the groundbreaking is Monday the 15th. So what this does now is, first, it cuts our electric bill a lot, but second, it allows us to have a million different color combinations. So we have a policy at the column that it'll be lit white all the time, except for the anniversary of the founding of Astoria, a major Oregon historical moments, and for Christmas and some of the holidays, we'll light it different colors too. But we are going to try, in addition to having it lit up bright white, so everyone can see it from the whole community, on the hour from dusk till dawn for 3 minutes, we're going to program it to do an amazing color show of various lights. So everyone will look up there and sort of see it and just remember every hour, look up there and see the amazing color show.
And that will happen every day then?
Every day.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for coming in, talking to us about the Astoria Column. It's a real Oregon landmark, no
it
doubt
is.
About it, and actually went into the National Historic Register in 1974.
It did. So for all of everyone in your audience, it's free to come up there. We have a small parking fee, but it's free to come up there. It is the most glorious sight. And I know when I was born, I was 3 months old, my mother carried me in her arms and climbed up the top of the column. So maybe it just got in my blood. But of the 31 boards I've been on, this one probably has given me the greatest joy. We're fiscally sound. We have a $400,000 endowed fund at Oregon Community Foundation. We add $75,000 a year to make sure this column is always protected. We give back the city of Astoria $75,000 a year to help pay for policemen and firemen. We cover all the operating costs at the site, and we put our best foot forward for the 350,000 visitors we get at this column, and we do no advertising. Long term, we want to do a better job interpretive center, more probably web-based things with your cell phones, talk about the history, and there's always more to do. But for everyone who's been there, thank you, come again. And for anyone in your audience that hasn't visited, please come.
It is one of Oregon's most significant landmarks.
It is. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Jordan. If you would like to see the entire light show from Monday night's celebration, we posted it for you on coin.com. There are so many stories to tell about where we live, and we want to hear from you. Please send your story ideas to coinpodcasts@coin.com, and be sure to download and subscribe to Where We Live and all of the Coin6 podcasts at the Apple Store, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.